Does a smiling dictator mean change is coming to North Korea? A ministry helps churches take on the red light districts of India. An orphan outreach can help you get the wow factor, too. There's more about these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea's new leader, Kim Jong-un, has been photographed smiling. He has a wife. He even rode a roller coaster. But don't be fooled, says Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton. He's cultivating an image that compares him to Kim Il-sung. It sends a clear message to the people.
This is Kim Il-sung's grandson. This is the founder of our country coming back and taking control and leading us to prosperity and greatness.
The ideology hasn't reformed at all.
The other thing that I think is important to understand is that the people behind the scenes haven't really changed.
Which also means the persecution of Christians won't let up either. It's still treason to speak of worshiping anyone else but the Kim regime. Traditional methods of bringing the gospel are non-existent in North Korea. However, Nettleton says they're sending in balloons with the New Testament attached.
We are hearing stories of these balloons and these New Testaments reaching people and changing people's lives.
Next, a newly released report from India's Gujarat state reveals that 8 out of 10 missing persons are sold to brothels. The most likely victims of human trafficking are those living on less than a dollar a day. Bright Hope International's C.H. Dyer explains the connection.
People that are in extreme poverty will go to great measure to try to find security, food, just the basics of life.
Last year, churches came to them with a request.
We know there's a lot of prostitution and a lot of young girls that are forcibly put into prostitution in our community. What can we do to make a difference?
Bright Hope put a Christ-centered rescue program in place with the local churches. It helps keep trafficked women out of the brothels. Because of it, pastors have been getting death threats. It's war, spiritually and physically.
In just a few weeks, we're going to see this all ramp up to taking even more girls out. And my real desire is that everybody who hears our voices would pray for the churches involved in human trafficking around the world.
This is Mission Network News. A recent quake and tsunami concern brought stark reminders of the last time devastation hit Papua New Guinea. In 1998, a quake and tsunami took a third of the village where Wycliffe Bible translators John and Bonnie Nystrom were working. While they grieved the loss of friends and one of the translators, an urgency built. John explains.
One of the Arab translators said, "People's eyes are really open after the tsunami. They're much more open to the gospel." And he said, "We really need to do this now, even if it means slowing down our own translation."
But how? The Nystroms discovered cluster language translations and never looked back. Bonnie says now they're looking forward.
The dynamics of the project is not just about getting translations done in these groups, but multiplying the training and the efforts of these translators to help the other 300 languages in Papua New Guinea.
They've chronicled the recovery and the journey of the gospel there in a new book. We have details at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, Orphan Outreach is celebrating the wow factor. 3 years ago, a group of mothers and daughters wanted to do more to help the ministry be the hands and feet of Christ. So they started an auxiliary group called Women for Orphans Worldwide, or WOW. It's grown quickly, and there's a lot of interest in forming new chapters. Orphan Outreach is hosting a webinar on that topic on September 28th, and you can sign up through a link at missionnetworknews.org. And in just a couple of weeks, Audio Scripture Ministries will enter a new phase of ministry in Mozambique. The team dedicates the new studio facilities on September 30th. As the new studios are put into use, ASM hopes to record more Christian music. They also plan on recording and airing sermons, which means they're hoping to broadcast a low-frequency radio station so that the people in Shy Shy could listen to Christian music and messages. Pray God's name would be glorified in the dedication. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus overshadows turmoil there. Sat7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free DVD to see it yourself at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.